Hello, is this Lauren?
This is her.
Hi, Lauren. It's Michael Moon here with Brook Communications and Rural Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star.
Hi.
Hi. I'm reaching out because we'd love to learn a little bit more about Sally. I was wondering if you had a few minutes to talk.
Okay, yeah. I nominated Sally. She's my sister-in-law. Her and my brother got together, a million years ago. And my brother, my brother has four kids total, but they have three kids together. Taylan's 15, Jacob is 13, and Jason is 12. And my brother, sadly, a couple years ago, we were swimming on the North Umpqua for his 36th birthday, and he drowned and did not make it. And so that left Sally alone to take care of all of the kids by herself. And she's had a really hard time struggling. I mean, the kids have had a hard time. They just, I guess, can't get over his death, which no one can, you know what I mean? But yeah. It's just been really, really hard for them. It seems like every time Sally sort of gets ahead, something happens, you know, just to fall back on. And like I said, the kids, they're all just depressed. The kids barely want to get out of bed. They don't, you know, Sally has, I don't know, it's hit her really hard.
Well, the kids, like, real close to Dad, obviously did a lot of bonding stuff together.
Yeah, Dad was, yeah.
Okay.
Superman Dad.
Gotcha.
Kids were dad's hip, especially the boys. Taylan, you know, more of a mama's girl, but she was definitely a daddy's girl too. But the boys were everywhere my brother was. Yeah, his kids were his life. And my nephew's here right now, two of them are, and we were just watching videos of him last night because they sort of forget his voice. And I don't want them to forget that. Yeah, my brother was my best friend. They call me the sister wife. So it's just, it hit our family really hard. And Sally has tried so hard to just get back on her feet. And David was the main provider. He worked in the woods. He had a really good job, you know, and Sally had the luxury of being able to stay at home with the kids. And then the accident happened, and she's never been able to get back on her feet or anything. And when she was moving, she was tired, she's exhausted, she doesn't, you know, we don't have a whole lot of family to help. We did what we could, but I mainly sort of watched the kids, and she tried to move. And she ended up falling asleep while she was driving and hit like a medium, and it wrecked her truck. Not like totaled it, but it did some front end damage that she couldn't drive it. And then the neighbor next to my grandma had a little car for sale, so we got her a car. I think she paid $600 for it. Got that car to get the kids back and forth to school and everything that she needs, you know, and had a job. And then that car broke down. And then she's just been struggling. She can't work because she doesn't have a vehicle, at least a running vehicle. The kids could definitely use new clothes and shoes and like hygiene products and stuff like that. She tries, you know, to keep up. She goes to food banks. You know, we took her to the fish pantry last month. And I just think something a little bit for Sally, just to have maybe that weight even, you know, I would be happy to see them smile again because I have not seen the kids happy. My nephew, he's just always got a hood on. He's sad. He's depressed. The other one, he ended up getting diagnosed with Tourette's and some medical issues. And Jacob had back surgery a couple years ago for another thing. And it just seems like one thing after another keeps piling on these children, and they deserve to be happy and see their mom happy and have some kind of joy for at least a moment, you know? Yeah.
Well, the good news, Lauren, is that we at Brook Communication and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star, we're going to make that wish happen for her.
Thank you so much. You have no idea what this is going to mean to them.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sally?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Sally. This is Michael Moon with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. The reason I'm calling you is someone close to you told us that you might be really going through some challenging times. Wanted to know about your situation. Do you mind sharing with us?
Okay. Gosh, I don't even know where to start. Well, 5 years ago, last July, it's been 5 years since my his dad passed away, and it was a very sudden, tragic way of him going, but it's been a life changer. You know, my boys were with him full time, and so when that happened, I became single mom full time. We've been able to get through it. We've had our hardships. Hasn't been easy by any means, but I ended up having to move to Roseburg from Coos County our house is being sold, and I was left with no other choice but to relocate. Well, on one of my trips up here, I totaled my truck, and it's taken blood, sweat, and tears to work on her. I have two vehicles, so my daughter has one. It's running. It's just not reliable for my kids. I bought that one, and then the timing belt took a crap on us, and so I have all the parts to fix it. I'm learning as I go with my truck and the car, so I just haven't gotten past the harmonic balancer. And it's just a lot on me to be doing.
Yeah, and no, I understand that. Now, are you working? What's your situation there?
I used to work full-time back when life was easier, but it's just with everything going on, there's a lot of trauma with me and my kids. I just need to be home with them, and so I've kind of been taking advantage of the time. I mean, we're fortunate enough to where I don't have to work, living off of, you know, survivor benefit, but I just don't have a reliable vehicle at the moment either, to costing me money that I just don't have to keep fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
Been getting into my bill money at this point. I'm just glad and thankful, I guess, that my kids are understanding of our situation. I mean, they see what mom does. It's like what dad could be doing.
We would love to help you out. Roseburg Honda heard about your story, and they want to take care of your Camry for you. They want to fix it all up. So we'll take that into the shop, and they'll get that all running smoothly for you. What do you say?
Okay.
Ralph Garza Body and Paint, they are going to fix your truck. We'll get that hood and that windshield done for you. And
okay.
And the fine folks over at Street Memories Car Club heard about the wish, and they want to chip in $200 for a Fred Meyer gift certificate to help you get some of the essentials, all the things to help your kids out.
Awesome. Thank you.
Folks over at Abby's got a $25 gift certificate. That way you can have a little time with your kids and take them out to dinner.
Family outing?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you. This is great. This is a blessing. Thank you.
Sally, we want to wish you a happy holidays. We want to throw down some positive juju for 2026 for you and your family.
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who is helping with this. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.